Okay. All right. So, Kirk Fitzpatrick, you have your movie assignment. Well, actually, no, I need to give it to you.
Yes, you need to give it to me.
So.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay. So, the movie that we are going to watch this week is a movie that I'm very excited about. Okay, so I'll be honest. When I went looking for this week's movie,
I hope so.
I wanted to do something a little different. So this was my criteria. I didn't want it to be a royal movie. I wanted it to be a fun movie. And I wanted there to be black people in it. So you know what I did?
Are you admitting? Okay.
No. Ask.
Oh, are you admitting that the royal movies are not fun?
No, I love the royal movies, but then, and I initially was going to pick another royal movie, but I thought, okay, 2 or 3 weeks with royal movies, we need to kind of mix it up a bit. We don't want people to get bored. And by the way, just so you know, we officially have 100 downloads on our podcast.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I know, right? So other people love the Hallmark Channel too.
100 downloads, I like that.
So this was my criteria. So I told you my criteria. So you know what I did? I went to Google and I literally Googled in Hallmark movies with black people. And this is the movie that popped up immediately. So, the movie is called Summer in the City, starring Vivica A. Fox.
Okay.
Now, you know who that is, right?
I do. I recognize the name.
Okay,
What was she in? Yeah.
She was in, she was in Independence Day. Did you ever see Independence Day? And Independence Day 2.
I did, yeah.
She was the stripper in Independence Day. She was a stripper, and then she was Will Smith's girlfriend.
Okay.
And so she does a lot. Like, you know, she's been in Celebrity Apprentice. She has, I think, a touring stage show right now. Like, so she's like, you know, she's like a known black actor.
Yeah.
And so this movie stars Vivica A. Fox.
Okay.
Now, the premise is a young girl, not played by Vivica A. Fox, decides that she wants to move to the city. From her small town, she decides that she wants to move to New York. And so she moves to New York, and hijinks ensue. But will she find love?
I am completely fascinated by this. First of all, I want to see how much of New York they actually shoot this thing in.
Okay. Fair enough.
Actually, that's about it.
Well, you know, and I was excited on so many levels because back in the day, Sex and the City was my favorite show. Now, you watch Sex and the City, right?
To a point.
Oh, really? You actually watch it?
Yes, I think I did watch that sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so back
in, I think Kim Cattrall is very funny.
Yes, she was. Samantha Jones. But now, I'm sure you didn't do this with your friends, but back when I was watching Sex and the City with my friends, we were all a Sex and the City character.
Oh boy, no, I didn't do that.
You know, of course. Well, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man watching Sex and the City. Well, you know what? The urban legend about Sex and the City is. The Sex and the City characters are actually supposedly based on gay men. That's the urban legend.
Okay.
So, of course, I was Carrie. My friend Mark was Charlotte. And then who was Miranda? Then there was a Miranda and there was a Samantha. But I don't know if I don't know if I want to say on air on the internet who the Samantha was.
Yeah.
But there was a Samantha.
Now, did you guys do the same thing with the Golden Girls? You all had a Golden Girl as well?
I didn't, but I had the Golden Girl who I was. And it's so funny that you mentioned... Okay, initially, I was, you know, I was Dorothy. But okay, years ago when I was going through a breakup, like I'd been in this relationship for 12 years and I went through this breakup, and so I'd been single for the first time in over 12 years, and I'm a man of a certain age. And so I remember having the epiphany, because I, you know, when I became single, I had been in a relationship for so long. I date a lot. I saw a lot of people. I had a lot of shenanigans. And I remember it dawning on me, God, I remember a little kid and thinking that, you know, Blanche Devereaux was this like wild, slutty character, and she was like this old lady. And I realized, you know, Blanche Devereaux isn't much old, wasn't much older than I am today. So
Really?
I have a new respect
Yeah.
for Blanche Devereaux, actually.
Okay. Because I know last week I admitted on the air that other than Justin Bieber's mom, and you said you didn't, you would never make an admission like that.
Oh, I'm not saying the number.
Oh, okay. There I go admitting once again that I'm older than Justin Bieber's mom, and I've said it twice.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I'm not saying a number.
So, big mistake on my part.
I'm not that dedicated to my craft. Well, anyway, Kurt, you have your assignment. I think it's gonna be fun. I think you're gonna enjoy it. Oh, and every time I hear like the name Summer in the City, I can't help but thinking the Sex in the City theme song, remember? Dun 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 dun
Yep.
dun dun ba dum ba dum
You must be following.
ding 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 ding
I do. I
ding
shouldn't
ding
interrupt your
ding ding
music because I'm
ding
like,
ding ding ding
wait, it's still going.
ding Okay, now I'm done.
You're committed, I tell you. I bet you're really on top of the Sarah Jessica Parker, Kim Cattrall, caddy arguments
Of
today.
course, of course. You know what? I mean, because that's like, you know, honestly, that feels like when your parents are fighting. And no, and it breaks my heart because we really do need a Sex in the City 3. We do. Because, okay, Sex in the City. Oh, did I hear a sigh from you? What do you mean, come
We did need
on?
a one.
Yes, we did. Okay. So now, I don't know, I will admit to you. In the Sex in the first Sex in the City movie. Okay, so I cried
Should
in
make me
the.
watch one of those.
Yeah, you
Okay.
don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. I will. But yeah, so when the Sex in the City movie came back, I cried in the beginning because I was happy they were back, and then I cried in the middle because of like the New Year's Eve, the part where they were at New Year's Eve.
I didn't see it.
Ugh. Well. Don't make me make you watch it.
Oh man, that'd be a very special episode.
Then I cried at the end when it was over. And P.S. I'm actually having like a wedding ceremony in a couple of weeks. You know how I've like come up with like not the concept, but you know how I'm treating like my wedding ceremony? It's because of the lessons I learned from Carrie Bradshaw and her wedding in the Sex and the City movie.
Okay.
Because in the movie, it became more about the celebration than about her relationship. And so I took that as a cautionary tale.
All I know is I didn't mind the show. You watch little half-hour episodes, and it's kind of funny. And we were watching something. Zan Scott was changing the channel, and she put it on,
Your
and I saw
girlfriend,
Sex
Zan
and the
Scott.
City. And I started watching it, and she said, "You know what this is? This is the movie." So we changed the channel immediately. I had to get it off, get it
You
off.
make her change it. You made her change
We had
it.
changed it. Yeah, I was not going to sit through all that.
All girls like Sex in the City. You were, aw, poor
I'd
Zan.
sit through a show an episode,
Poor
but not some
Zan.
hour and a half, hour 45 minute thing.
Poor, it was
Especially
almost.
that The second one, it looked like they were, it was like a Lawrence of Arabia thing that they did.
They went to Abu Dhabi. Okay, now I will admit this. Pains me to admit this. Sex and the City 2, I went to the theater and I tried like it and I didn't like it. That's why we need a Sex and the City 3 to make up for Sex and the City 2.
It's not going to get any better.
Yes, it will. Because now that they have, since Sex and the City 2 was a dud, they have something to prove.
Why were they in, no, I don't want to get into it.
They were in Abu Dhabi because Samantha had a client.
I don't want to know. I want to go to my grave not knowing why they were going in some Udai or somewhere.
It's Abu Dhabi.
Where is it? Abu Dhabi? That's where they were?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And they were all having problems with their marriages, except for Samantha.
I'm sure they were having problems. It's a big problem. It's a big major problem that movie exists.
Well, speaking of big, Mr. Big, you know who Mr. Big is, right?
Yes, I worked with him when I was an extra on The Good Wife.
No! Oh, really? You worked with Mr. Big?
I certainly did.
Was he nice?
Sure. Oh, yeah, he actually was really nice.
Okay, good.
He was working, he was in a scene with another actor who is forgetting his lines.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Big was like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry, it happens to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really cool.
Good. Okay, that's good to hear that Mr. Big is nice.
Yes.
Anyway, all right, Kurt, I'm going to let you go so you can get to work watching this movie.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to call you back.
Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica A. Fox. Google her.
A. Fox. I do know her. I remember her from... Wasn't she in... what's that? Kill Bill.
Oh, of course, yes. She was. She's Black Mamba.
That's right.
Was she Black Mamba?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she wasn't... One of them was Black Mamba. I don't know if it was her. One of them was Black Mamba. But yeah, she was in Kill Bill.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
All right.
Badass.
Yes, she is badass. She is badass. And if she hears you making fun of her Hallmark movie, she may come to your house and kick your ass.
I'll take it.
Anyway, Kurt. Oh, you will you? Well, all right then.
I'll leave the door unlocked.
Oh.
Because I have a feeling I'm not going to like it.
Oh, well.
The movie, I mean.
Ugh, well, on that note, I will let you go.
I reveal too much. On this.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Kurt.
It's worth it.
Anywho.
100 downloads.
Anywho, right? 100 downloads. Yeah. See? You got to keep them. You got to keep it going. So before I let you go, I'll just remind our listeners, if you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us at Facebook. He Just Loves the Hallmark Channel. On Instagram, He Just Loves the Hallmark at He Just Loves the Hallmark Channel, and Twitter at He Loves Hallmark. So, on that note, Kurt, have a great time watching this movie. I know I will.
I will.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.